So why this tremendous fear? Why this tremendous antipathy? But it's always been this way. It's always been the mob mind, the mind of the crowd, the lowest common denominator, unable, unwilling, not just to listen, who says they have to listen, but unwilling to even tolerate the existence, the presence of a true alternative, of a different way of being, a different way of loving, a different way of understanding. Every master is crucified, one way or another. Jesus is not in a club of one. In some way or other, the ordinary mind, the everyday mind, can't tolerate, doesn't want to tolerate someone, something that proves something of the divine is possible. It's too upsetting. It's too challenging. Not for the people in this room, not for many other people, but for the majority of people, yes. Because it's like a slap in the face. It isn't meant to be. But that's how it's taken unconsciously by some people, because it says, it suggests, well, if there's another way, if something bigger is possible, then what are you doing? Then why is your life all about getting a bigger bank account or having more sex or bringing more pleasure into your life or saving up for a better car? Or going on grander vacations? Why are you living your life worshiping these things when something else, something more real is possible? That's how it's taken. And the response to that is crucifixion. The response is, we don't even want that reality in our world. So they may not nail you to a cross, but there's many ways to be crucified. And it's never happened in the history of American justice system that a single prisoner, when Osho was arrested, he was arrested in South Carolina. He was taken back for arraignment in Oregon, which was his original place of residence in the United States. Now, if you were arrested or I was arrested in South Carolina and they had to take us back to Oregon, you or I would expect, and probably what would happen is they would put us on a plane and take us to Oregon. And it would take one plane ride. Osho's extradition from South Carolina to Oregon, which was personally supervised by the, at the time, Attorney General of the United States, took 12 days. He was put in jails in four different states, woken up in the middle of the night, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., taken to an airport, taken on a plane, taken to a jail 300 miles away. And this odyssey continued for 12 days until they finally got back to Oregon. So very obvious harassment, very obvious mistreatment from the federal level. And all of this is public knowledge. All of this is not a secret. It was reported on the news at the time.